Welcome, everyone. This is Kendra Brodeen, founder and CEO of WomenLawyersOnline.com. And today I am delighted to welcome Lori Rowan to the phone today, to this conversation. Lori graduated magna cum laude from UCLA and was admitted into Phi Beta Kappa. She attended University of San Diego School of Law, where she was an associate editor of the San Diego Law Review and served as president of the Student Bar Association. She obtained her Juris Doctor cum laude in 2004. Following law school, Lori was an associate at Snell & Wilmer, LLP, in Costa Mesa from 2004 to 2008, where she defended entertainment and amusement venues, consumer product manufacturers, pharmaceutical and medical device manufacturers, and automobile manufacturers in product liability litigation. After having her first daughter, Lori left Snell & Wilmer to co-found Montage Legal Group in early 2009. Montage Legal Group is a unique law firm made up of contract attorneys who have chosen to leave law firm life for balance and flexibility, but who are still seeking challenging legal work on their own schedule. The attorneys work from home on an hourly basis for law firms that need a cost-effective way to manage their overflow of work. Montage Legal Group includes attorneys who graduated from top law schools like Harvard Law, UC Berkeley Bolt School of Law, and UCLA School of Law, as well as attorneys who previously worked at firms like Latham & Watkins, Snell & Wilmer, Payne & Fears, Morgan Lewis & Brockius, Brobeck, Flager & Harrison, Foley & Lardner, Milbank, Tweed, Hadley & McCloy, and Lewis, Brisbois, Bisgard & Smith. So lots of great firms in that list. Montage Legal Group is frequently a dream come true for solo practitioners and small law firms that could not previously afford to hire attorneys with these academic credentials and experience. Small and large law firms, many of which have drastically reduced in size and resources in the down economy, can now hire the exact amount of work they need, which in turn provides an excellent value to the ultimate client. Montage Legal Group is the answer to the balance between legal career and family that many female attorneys have been looking for, but was previously difficult to find. And in addition to her legal career, Lori is the vice president of the board of directors of Women Helping Women, an Orange County nonprofit charity with a mission to empower low-income individuals to attain economic self-sufficiency through employment success. Lori is the mother of a 5-month-old daughter and a 2-year-old daughter, and she lives with her husband in Irvine, California. So welcome, Lori.
Thank you so much, Kendra. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you, and I'm just delighted. What a wonderful background and a really interesting model for a law firm. Go ahead. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Montage Legal Group is a new kind of unique law firm, and I started Montage Legal Group along with my partner, Erin Gelia, not only to create balance for myself, but to create jobs that allow other female attorneys in my same situation to practice law in a balanced environment. Our group also creates balance for the firms we work for. For example, a sole practitioner who is used to doing everything on their own is now able to hire an experienced attorney from our group, for example, someone from Harvard Law with 10 years of experience at a firm like Latham & Watkins, that she would never be able to afford if she wanted to hire that person as an associate. And that sole practitioner may now be able to take that vacation she's been wanting because she now has full confidence that one of our attorneys can handle the work while she's gone. These small and large law firms are able to hire attorneys for motions and depositions and at a lower rate because we have low overhead, and that provides a great value for their ultimate client. And we love our group, and it's definitely provided a balance for me and the 10 additional female attorneys that work with me.
Oh, I just find that so fascinating. What a wonderful model, and I'm sure something that will serve as a model for other firms, for other businesses like this, and just spot on for what we're talking about today in terms of finding unique and creative ways to balance work and life. And it sounds like you're doing that, and you're enabling other women to do that as well.
We hope this model, or we hope we can expand to other areas, because so many women are in this position, especially mothers, who love work and love law, but it's pretty difficult to balance when you're at a traditional law firm.
It is. Well, good for you for thinking outside the box and providing that opportunity for women. I'm sure others will be interested in that. And also, like you said, ultimately, the end client, everyone benefits. It's really a win-win for everybody involved. With that, let's jump in to the questions. We have a few questions just specifically, and we'll use these as a jumping-off point. I can just ask the question and feel free to talk, and then we'll have a little bit of conversation around each one. The first one, I'm wondering if you always felt adept at balancing your work and your life. Is that something that always sort of came naturally to you, or was there a point in your life or in your career where you made a very conscious decision to change? And I'm just wondering if you could answer that and tell a little bit about your story and your journey.
Okay. Establishing a balance has always been a high priority for me, but I never was very good at it. The real challenge and pivotal point came when I had my first daughter. And I always loved work, and I loved the challenges of working at a law firm, but I was in a very busy litigation group, and I was constantly in trial, and I was constantly traveling, and I just didn't see it fitting with my life because I wanted to raise my children and spend more time with them. Rather than be upset about the constraints of time that I had at my law firm, I restructured my work commitment to optimize the time spent with both work and my family. So I decided to leave my law firm, and I just went on my own and started doing contract work, litigation projects for other law firms, motions, depositions, things here and there. And after doing contract work for several months and loving the balance I got between work and spending time with my family and friends, I realized that there were probably many other women, mothers, in my same situation. And that led me to co-found my group, Montage Legal Group, with my former colleague, Erin Gelia. She was in the exact same situation I was, and she had a daughter who was 2 weeks older than my daughter, and she loved the idea and thought it was a great way to be able to balance spending time with her family and being able to still do the work that we loved.
So it sounds like that it was really a pivotal time with the birth of your first daughter, with the growing of your family, that was an impetus for doing something on your own and realizing how much you loved it and wanting to create that for others. Does that capture it correctly?
It captures it correctly. I used to be the associate who would work many, many, many hours a month, and my husband just dealt with it. He was also a busy lawyer, so it was okay and it worked, and I wasn't incredibly happy because I didn't really have time for my personal life, but it was when I brought another life into the world that really hit me and really forced me to make that change.
It sometimes forces us to get pretty creative and resourceful, I think, when life changes that drastically and we want to figure out what our priorities are and create a life that matches them.
Definitely.
Well, congratulations to you for figuring out just a really, really interesting way of doing that. Let's move on to the next question, which is, what do you consider to be your biggest challenge or struggle in attempting to create this kind of success that we've been talking about in your personal and legal career? What's been the hardest thing for you to accomplish?
I think attorneys have it a little bit different than other jobs. The profession of law is frequently based upon the amount of hours you bill. And so my biggest challenge, and I feel like a big challenge for a lot of women, is how can you reduce your workload but still meet the expectations of your law firms? There are only 24 hours in one day. After you meet your billable hours requirement and you sleep for a little bit, there's no time left over for personal life, family, husband, friends. And for me, after starting Montage Legal Group, I find that there are significantly fewer challenges in balancing my personal life and career, since I can choose the exact amount of legal work I want that particular week based on time commitments, how finances are going, and other things that I have going on. So it's been working out really well, and I feel like I've kind of met those challenges, and I'm not as struggling anymore as I used to be prior to starting my own legal group.
So just the very fact that you've been able to run your own business, to create your own practice, and to call your own shots in terms of your own scheduling, that's seemed to be maybe the answer to those struggles and challenges in terms of work-life balance?
Yes, it was, and it kind of reduces the problem with the billable hour requirement because it's not there. All the attorneys that I work with can work however much they want in each particular week, and they're not forced to give up anything else in their life to satisfy the hours requirement.
Mm-hmm. So the confines, maybe part of your struggle was the confines of the billable hour working for the law firms. That was created a struggle that just isn't there anymore without that constriction.
Exactly. That's right.
So Lori, what would you say that, then moving on to the next question, what's been your biggest lesson as you've moved along this journey in terms of creating your successful and personal and professional life? What's been the biggest thing that you have learned?
I've learned that happiness is key, and many women let their jobs control them, as I used to do, and when you do that, you lose your life, and you let life happen to you instead of controlling your own life. You need to be the engineer of your life and constantly evaluate and reevaluate your commitments. Don't feel like you need to stay at a job where you're unhappy just because there's outside pressures to stay on a traditional career path. For me, I looked up to the amazing female partners in my prior law firm, and I initially had a very hard time dealing with the fact that being a partner was not the right solution for me. And I had to accept that while the profession needs women like them to stay in law firms and be female partners like we need, the legal profession also needs women like me. And the right solution that works for you may not be obvious, but I learned that a legal career is absolutely possible to achieve in balance with a fulfilling personal life.
Lori, do you think, and I'm just going to go off a little bit because I'm thinking, as you mentioned, a lot of times it's women who have these competing priorities, and not that men don't have the same kind of competing priorities. Obviously, there's a lot of men, fathers, partners who are involved in law firms and have the competing priorities, but it feels like women, that we sort of have this sisterhood, this camaraderie of situations that cause us to look outside the box for solutions. Do you think that women sometimes are a little bit more creative in terms of taking their background, taking their experience, their legal experience and practice, education, everything, and figuring out a way to fulfill themselves professionally without sacrificing their personal life?
I think they are. Women are the ones that the brunt of all that home life falls on. The children, the cleaning, the cooking, basically most of it falls on women. Some women are fortunate enough to have husbands who share 50%, but that's not always the case. And I do think women have learned to be creative. They've learned to manage their time and get all their personal chores done very quickly. They've learned to work efficiently in the office and get things done faster. And it does help them become more creative to figure out ways to think outside the box and be able to become happier and fulfill their personal life and also meet their requirements for work.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting struggle for women because we want to have that professional achievement, and yet there are certain priorities, especially like for you, and I find myself in the same situation as well. When children come along and we grow our families, there's just certain priorities that we're not willing to sacrifice. So sometimes we have to get creative and strategic, and some might call us a little crazy, to find ways to make our own path, chart our own course in terms of our professional careers so that we can sleep better at night knowing we didn't sacrifice what mattered personally.
Exactly. And unfortunately, I talk to so many women attorneys, and a lot of them sacrifice sleep. They just say, oh, how do I get it done? I make my billable requirements, and I go home, spend time with children, and I get back online and work, and they sleep 3 hours a night. And I think women need to start understanding that it's okay to jump off that traditional career path and do something different with their life. They'll be happier that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and certainly some women are doing okay at the firm and making it work, and they're perfectly content. But like you said, some of them are probably having this quiet pain inside, feeling like they're somehow defective or less than because the idea of being that partner for 30 years and sleeping 3 hours a night is not attractive to them, or they just don't see themselves in that, and yet there's an internal struggle because we feel like, didn't we go to law school for this? Isn't this what this is supposed to look like? Where really it can look like anything we create it to look like, but sometimes I think there's a little guilt wrapped up in that too.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And people stay feeling unhappy, but probably don't show it on the outside because they feel like this is what I went to law school for. This is what my job requires. It's an hours-based job. There's no way to get all your work done in 5 hours and leave early like other people probably could do because it's based on hours. And I agree. It's a lot of women out there are probably suffering a little bit inside. We need to try to fix that in this, you know, female legal community.
Well, and I think it, like women like you are taking leadership and creating these solutions that are both great solutions for the attorneys that help solve some of the problems we've been talking about, but also great solutions for clients. Because in the economy, like you mentioned, there's a lot of things in flux in law firms. Law firms are downsizing. Folks getting out of law school right now aren't getting jobs. I know two lawyers that are just completely volunteering with the local prosecutor's office, the county prosecutor's office, volunteering. And they are full-fledged, pass-the-bar attorneys, and they cannot find a job. So they figure, well, at least I'll get something on the resume. It's a really challenging time to be an attorney, and I don't know that, you know, folks out there in society in general realize that. I think they just assume lawyers have it easy and they always have a job, but I think it's the economy is forcing lawyers, and particularly women lawyers, to really take a look at what the opportunities are. And sometimes, like you, go out and do something creative and take a leadership role in doing something that works for the attorneys, works for them, but also for clients who maybe can't afford the same billable rate that they could before. So what you've created is a really cost-effective solution for them as well.
It is, and we hope it helps other female attorneys out there, not just the ones who decide to join our group, but female attorneys who, for example, have decided to leave their big law firms to go on their own. I have a friend who recently left my prior law firm to go start her own wills and trust practice. She can give the clients a way cheaper rate because she's on her own and doesn't have the big firm overhead. And instead of having to go out there and hire an associate, which she simply can't afford in the beginning when she first started the firm, instead she's going to use our group. And we have an attorney that's going to be working for her, a highly credentialed attorney. So she gets a lower rate, doesn't have to hire an associate, doesn't have to deal with the burdens of having an employee, and also gets to charge a lower rate for the ultimate client who wants her service. So we do hope our group helps female attorneys out there, whether they're with our group, whether they're in their own firm, and we hope we can help other people create a different work structure to hopefully allow them to balance their work life and their have more time for their personal life.
Well, and I think it's just if you're benefiting lawyers and attorneys, women lawyers, either physically sort of in real life or just the very presence of this model. I'm so excited to share this with our listeners and readers just to see what creative thinkers like you are doing out there, because just knowing sometimes I think that somebody else is doing this is really empowering to be able to think, wow, you know, Lori's out there in California doing this and making a go of it. Maybe I could too. I think when we don't have role models, we start to think, wow, I don't know how to create this on my own. It's very scary. But when they see women like you doing this and making it work, it's really empowering as an option. So I think that's very exciting.
And I also wanted to mention that a lot of women who have worked for several years in a big firm finally have children and are just simply burnt out beyond belief. And a lot of them decide to just give up, leave, and drop all their legal work and become a stay-at-home mom. And that is an excellent option for a lot of women. But a lot of attorneys are high-powered women, want to use their legal degree, and our suggestion to a lot of the women out there who are pondering, do I quit and become a stay-at-home mom, we suggest you continue doing contract work, keep your foot in the door, keep your hand in it, and keep your brain active. And our group allows them to do even a couple motions a year, a couple depositions a year, and stay in the legal field And we feel that if a woman, instead of taking off time for 5-7 years to raise her children, can balance a little bit of legal work and a lot of time with her children, so when that woman is ready to relaunch her career, say when her children are in school, she's able to do that much easier. Like you mentioned with the two attorneys, you know, that can't find jobs, a lot of mothers I know that have been stay-at-home moms for 5 years are now trying to get back in the legal force, and there's no way they're going to get a job over a young, fresh, bright, new law student. And so that's another way that we hope our group helps women be able to relaunch their careers in the future because they've stayed in it a little bit.
That's really great advice, Lori, because I've heard the same and seen the same thing for women, because they're working hard in the law firm, and then they do decide that it's time to start their family or grow their family, and they feel like it's an all or nothing sort of game, that they're either all in at the law firm or they're completely out. And as you suggested, there's some creative ways to be in between, to be a little bit in, but not all the way in, to keep your foot in the door and keep your mind active and stay on top of what's going on in the legal community, but not step out completely. So what you're suggesting, be it through montage or some contracting work, just to do something in the meantime to keep yourself up to date and fresh, so that when you're ready for an opportunity to come along later, you're more open to it and you're more attractive to a potential firm if you decide that's what you want to do. But I have a feeling that, like you, after doing a little bit of contracting work, it would be hard to go back to the full-time billable hour situation.
It would be, but at least the options open for me and other women who are still doing it than if I, you know, jumped out of the workforce for 10 years, it'd probably be a lot harder.
Exactly. Well, and just to have the option, because I think some women just feel like there's no other option, and yet they don't want to sacrifice that time with their kids, so they take one for the team and get out of the firm. And yet professionally, it's just hard to do that. And I think they know what they're doing and what they're sacrificing when they make that decision, which makes it all the more laudable. And yet when they're ready to go back in, because they are sharp, bright women who are great attorneys, it's so much harder to get back in. So this is a great kind of model to keep them active and more attractive when the time comes that they want to get back in full time. So, and it sounds like maybe we've actually touched on some of what you might suggest in terms of your top strategies and tips, but that's the question I'd love to move into, is along your journey, along this process and the business that you've grown, what would you say that your two or three top tips and strategies would be that you would like to share with the other women attorneys who are listening or others who are listening as well?
My top strategy would be to organize your personal life just as you do your professional life. Just like someone would write down a case plan for a lawsuit and write down their goals as to what they want to achieve at the end, I believe people need to write down their plan and goals for their own personal life. I've met countless amazing attorneys who are organized and efficient as lawyers, but their personal life's a mess. They're constantly late, they're constantly dropping appointments because they don't seem to treat their personal life as they do with their professional life. Your success in your professional life can't last if your personal life is not organized, and problems in your personal life will eventually infiltrate your professional life and vice versa. So it sounds a little bit silly, but I believe if you write down your personal life goals like you do in your job, you'll be a lot happier and you'll be able to organize your life. And sometimes priorities change, and if you write them down, you'll be able to change and evaluate them. For example, sometimes there's a particular week or month where my work needs more of my time, and so I have to understand that I'm going to be spending a little bit less time with my husband or children, and that's okay. The next month, I'm going to take on less projects and work a little bit less because I know that I have a friend who really needs me. So reevaluating weekly or at least monthly, I think, would help a lot of attorneys in their personal life manage things better.
That is a great – sorry, I just want to jump in and say that's a great tip, because I think sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we're doing professionally, we think that that's the only thing we need to take care of and organize and juggle, and yet then when we go home and everything is chaotic, it can only negatively affect what we're trying to do professionally.
Exactly. I mean, it sounds so silly, like I said, but I had organized to-do lists in my job. Every morning I'd look and update, which case do I need to work on? What's going on with everything? And when I stopped work, I felt a little overwhelmed in my personal life, being home with my children and being able to manage all of that. And so I decided to just make a to-do list every week like I would for my personal life, and it really helped me not knock things off a list, and it really freed up time to where I had actual empty time where I could relax with my children or go on a vacation with my husband. So that's one piece of advice I think could help other female attorneys out there. And the other piece of advice I would have would be to keep doing things that make you feel good about yourself, even if you feel like you don't have the time. For example, if you like to run marathons, somehow fit training into your daily schedule. If you like going out with your friends, find the time. And if you like to give back to your community, don't stop just because you feel like you have no time. For me, I love being involved with my charity, Women Helping Women. I'm currently a vice president of the board of directors. But whenever I get too busy with work and my children, I always wonder if that's what should fall, if I need to drop my involvement with the charity. But instead, I reorganize my personal life, shuffle a few things around, and find the time to do it, and that makes me happy. I think dropping things in your personal life is what many women do to just find the time to survive, basically, and I think women need to keep doing the things that made them feel happy about themselves before they became mothers and before they started to become lawyers. My third piece of advice is don't be afraid to give up some money so you're able to work less. You'll be much happier, and the financial issue will work itself out.
What would you say are some examples of that? That's interesting advice. I'd like to hear some more what you mean by that.
It's when you're at a big firm, it's really hard to give out that big salary. And because you think, how am I going to live? How am I going to make payments? How am I going to have the life I wanted without this big salary? But for me, I gave up that big salary to do contract work where you're going to make less money because you have more time for your friends and your friends and family in your life. And it seems hard. It seems like the financial pressure would be too great, but it really just works out. You have more time. You can organize your finances better. And less money does not mean you'll be less happy. It actually means you're probably going to be more happy because you're going to have more free time to relax. And this huge amount of stress that people were feeling goes away.
I think it's such a good reminder, because sometimes we don't want to talk about that money piece, but I think it is a driver for a lot of people, especially women attorneys who maybe they're actually the breadwinner in the family, and it's a little scary to give up that lovely salary that is a big motivator to both go to a larger law firm and to stay in a larger law firm. I think it hooks people in, and you and I have both seen, I'm sure, people whose standard of living rises to meet that income, and it can be really intimidating to let that go to improve your quality of life. And yet, as you suggested, sometimes when you can bite the bullet and do that, A, you end up maybe even saving some money. Maybe you end up paying less in, say, childcare or commute or clothing, wardrobe, different things where you just end up saving money because your workload has changed and your schedule has changed. But also there's ways within your family to make the financial piece work out, and yet you're enjoying such a higher quality of life that you don't miss the money. But thank you for bringing up money, because I think sometimes we're afraid to talk about money, and we even feel guilty saying that that's maybe what's holding us in the law firms is the paycheck, because it's true and it's real and it makes sense, especially, again, for women who are bringing home a sizable chunk of the family income, and yet that's not, at the end of the day, the most important thing.
Exactly. And you're right. Most women I know that are lawyers in their firms are the breadwinner of their family, and it seems impossible to give up that amount of money, but people just need to do it. And they also need to set, like I mentioned, with setting their goals and life plans, if they think that being a partner in a law firm may not be their end goal, they shouldn't buy the big house and buy the big car and basically live exactly up to where their salary is. Maybe they need to hold back a little bit and save their money, and that'll enable them to keep their options open. And people are generally only able to do that if they sit down and kind of project their future. What do I see? Where do I see myself in 10 years? And doing that and writing down goals will help them keep a manage on their finances and be able to become happier in the long run.
That's a great thing to think about, because I think so many of us as younger women, especially coming out of law school, we haven't started our families yet, and there is an attractiveness to the salary of the larger firms. And I've seen not only with looking at growing a family, but I certainly can think of a few women I graduated with who said, well, I'm going to just work at the big law firm for a few years, and then I'll go back and do nonprofit work, was what they said, with the best of intentions. But then they didn't do as you suggested, which was really keep their eye on that and maybe not live all the way up to the kind standard of living that their income could support, but to keep that standard of living, you know, their house, their cars, all of that, at a level that could maybe be supported by that nonprofit work they wanted to do. And so they never went back, and they're still at the big firms and doing good work, and I applaud them. At the same time, I know they're not doing the kind of work professionally that would really feed them and bring meaning to them, because they're caught in spending just as much as they're making, which means they can never go back and do nonprofit work, or in the case we're talking about, they can really never leave and without some major changes to their lifestyle.
Exactly.
So, but it's a good reminder, because it is tempting as women come out of school and don't have those family commitments. It's a really important reminder, because it's not real yet until you do start growing the family and then have the hard choices to make. So, Lori, what a wonderful load of information you've given and advice. I love the tips and strategies that you shared, and really opening up some of the conversations about money, about sacrifice that we don't like to think and talk about, but sometimes that's what it takes. So I appreciate your honesty.
Well, thank you. I hope I can help other women out there a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And so you mentioned certainly your group, Montage Legal Group, and I'd love to hear a little bit more if there's ways that you would like to share for the listeners on the call or the readers of this material how they can learn more about what you offer in terms of legal services or your group, just to learn more about you and be in touch with you somehow if they wanted more information.
Definitely. If anyone would like to find out more information, they can always go to our website, which is www.montagelegal.com, for more information. And that website will show you, give you information about my partner, Erin Gelia, and her credentials, as well as the other attorneys that work for us. And anyone can always email me. There's two sides that we're looking at. We're always looking for attorneys who feel that they might have the credentials and desire to leave those big law firms and come join a group like ours to get the balance and flexible lifestyle that they want. And we generally hire women who have come from really good law schools, done well in law school, and come from big firm experience, because that particular group of attorneys is really what our clients are looking for. And we also have the other side of, we're always looking for firms to work for. We're always looking for new clients who we can do small pieces of work on a temporary basis. For example, we do motions and depositions here and there for particular law firms. Other law firms might hire us when one of their female attorneys goes on a maternity leave for 12 weeks. We come in, and because we've had that big firm experience, we're able to pick up right where that attorney left off, and that is a huge benefit to these firms. They don't have to hire anyone else for that 12-week period of time, which would be pretty difficult to do anyway. And we're always really impressed with the quality of work that our attorneys give. So I mentioned a lot about Montage Legal Group and that it provides the balance, and I'm just really happy with the way our group is growing. We've grown up to 10 attorneys rapidly, and we're already interviewing more attorneys to join us. So we just want to get the word out there, and we just hope people come to us when they want that balance that they've always been looking for.
Thank you, Lori. That's terrific information. And like I said, whether someone And as you suggested, someone could come to you looking for that kind of balance and to do some work, or they might recommend your group, maybe, like you said, when they go on maternity leave, or they know that their firm is looking for something. So either way, it sounds like your group is just an amazing group of women founded by you and your partner who started this. And what was her name again?
Her name is Erin Gelia.
Erin. Go ahead.
I worked with her at my prior law firm, Snell & Wilmer, and we were good friends. And when we had our daughters together at the same point, we realized that there's something else out there for us.
Perfect, perfect. Now, you both just look outstanding and have really done something, both for yourselves, for the women who work with you, and like I said, just as a model for other women to know that there are creative ways to take your legal background, your education, your experience, and do something different than what's always been done. And I think women, like we said, are going to really be pioneers in changing the way that people think about law firms, lawyers, how legal work is done, because we're just going to demand that things look a little bit different so that we don't sacrifice the rest of our lives for our professional careers. And it's exactly what you're doing. So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you giving me the time to provide you with some information on our group, and I think you're doing a great thing trying to spread the word on how to get balance and flexibility for other female lawyers out there.
Well, thank you, and I really appreciate your time as well, Lori, and all the information and great advice that you gave. So thank you. I encourage anyone who's interested in connecting with Lori to take a look at her website. Again, that's www.montagelegal.com, and take a look at what she's doing. It's an excellent model for what we can do to provide more flexibility for ourselves while creating the kind of professional career that we're looking for. So thank you again, Lori, one more time. And also, I just wanted to thank all of you who are here on the line or who are listening or reading in the future, and I encourage you to take Lori's tips and advice to heart. So until next time, this is Kendra Brodine of WomenLawyersOnline.com, and I wish you real success always in all ways. Thanks so much for being with us.